Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Can-Am off-road vehicles are built for this. And right now, farmers and ranchers can receive a $1,500 rebate off select 2019 Defender models, so you can become built for this, too. Built for what? Built for getting through the workday and the seven-day work week. Built for whatever it takes, whenever you need it. Get to your local Can-Am dealer today for a rebate up to $1,500 on select 2019 Defender models. Hurry, this offer won't last long.
Visit your local Can-Am dealer today. Certain restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
It's a partial government shutdown, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture is a part of it. However, essential services out of USDA will continue, things like meat inspection and livestock market reporting. Of course, in the case of livestock market reporting, there are no wholesale box beef prices today or tomorrow, for example. The next report will come on Wednesday, and no auction barns this week or early next week to report on because of the Christmas holiday. Details of exactly what's going on as far as the U.S. Department of Agriculture is concerned during this partial government shutdown available on our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. It is our top ag story for you on this Christmas Eve. One of, if not the top agricultural story of 2018, the signing into law of the 2018 Farm Bill. Once this government shutdown is behind us, USDA will be busy attempting to write all the rules for the new farm law. A lot of the elements in Title I, the Federal Farm Safety Net, are similar to the 2014 Farm Law, but there will be some fresh decisions for producers to make, so says Dr. Amy Hagerman of OSU.
It's pretty similar to the 2014 Farm Bill. They'll see a lot of similarities in the options that they have for signups. A few notable differences are in there. For example, previously they had the choice between the price loss coverage PLC, the agricultural risk coverage, but in the ARC they could do county or individual. This time they're only going to be able to do county. But that's probably okay because not many people signed up for the individual coverage anyway.
And all of Dr. Hagerman's comments up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. More importantly, though, let's think about what Christmas Eve is really all about. From the little book that we've shared with you down through the years, The Farmer Gives Thanks by agricultural journalist Samuel Gard from many, many years ago, he writes a wonderful Christmas season prayer. Sore afraid to we who are wont to abide in the fields, watching our flocks, come now to kneel as in a stable. Even a cow stable, Lord, back of an inn, just as an angel told us. And lo, in a manger where we were wanting to put hay for the livestock, we find thy only begotten Son, given by our Father in heaven, that we other children should not perish from this earth. Emmanuel, Prince of Peace, in a manger, a lowly manger, might have been our manger, where stood the star, for such is the kingdom. Amen. Our prayers for you and yours this holiday season is that you'll have a wonderful and a happy and a holy Christmas. You've got farm news and the Christmas story on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. No agriculture reports for us tomorrow. We'll be back on Wednesday as we race toward the end of the year with the latest agricultural information for you. Merry Christmas. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.